Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Neutralize Stress podcast. It is March 26th, and I'm here with my beloved Milena. And we're just going to chat about our experiences of what's happening in the current world. Obviously, we know there's a pandemic going on. But what does that really mean in terms of our everyday moment-to-moment experience of stress, of tightness and tension, of what is actually what some of us, because Milena is intuitive, and so like with a lot of intuitives out there, we tend to feel what's going on with everybody else, and how we can use this very simple practice of neutralizing stress, which basically translates into experiencing the space that's around you, that's within you, and how that is so simple and so easy and so effective. So without any further ado, I'm going to introduce my beloved Milena, who is this amazing healer, doula, postpartum. And she has been practicing all different types of modality, including for our own journey together in terms of awakening, in terms of the sense of who and what we are, and our purpose and experience on this planet. Like, I'm sure some of you are also going, what am I doing here? What's going on? Why is this happening? So, Milena.
Hi. That was a sweet introduction. What's shaken?
That's the question for you. You wrote this amazing letter because, you know, we've had these amazing spiritual functions, events, meditations. We did this whole blessing for over 10 years. And it really taught us the power of support and of community. So now that we don't actually have the physical, what we call social distancing for now, what have you noticed that's different in your life? Because you and I are used to working from home. So we already have a certain orientation. But some of those people who are not used to working from home, just tell us what's happening. How's that affecting you? How's that affecting your clients? And what are you doing about it?
Yeah, I think that, like you said, both of us are used to working from our home to a certain degree, although we also had a lot of clients we went out to as well. So we had the mix and the blend, but we have a home base as our office, right? So some people don't have that. They're not used to working out of the home and spending more time at home. I'm always enjoyed being home. I've always, we've had a lot of community events in our home. I tend to like to attract people to come to our home. So I kind of like to stay home. I'm a little bit of a homebody on one hand. On the other hand, I also love to travel. So I have
that mix going.
Yeah. So there's adjustments for us, of course, as for everybody, maybe not as drastic as some people are making adjustments right now. You know, I hear people saying, oh, now my spouse is home all the time and they weren't used to that or whatever. And that's either an issue or a blessing or however that person's experiencing it or looking at it. For us, we're very used to that fluidity at home, in and out and working around office hours at home. How am I adjusting to it? Well, you mentioned in the beginning that I'm very intuitive. I would say I'm very empathic. Like a lot of people who are in the healing arts and a lot of people in general, I'm sure out there have this experience of feeling the feelings of others, sensing the energy of other people or the thought forms of other people. And when you're tuned in that way, tend to be tuned in that way, when crisis hits collectively on a global scale like this, it's kind of unparalleled, really. I mean, we've gone through things like 9/11, but that was it's a little different. It's not the entire world. The entire world for a few days was tuned in to the whole 9/11 thing, and especially those here in the United States. However, that kind of got tuned up for the rest of the world pretty quickly, right? And it was,
and we didn't have to practice social distancing, washing our hands,
it changed our world in a different way. And all these different world events change, you know, it can shift things. This is just different. It's got a different feeling to it, it comes with a lot of feelings of uncertainty. And you and I were just talking about this earlier. I was feeling into the uncertainty myself today, just about something that I was trying to schedule out for, you know, several months away, right? And I was like feeling frustrated by the uncertainty and kind of sad by not knowing how to plan for something. And then I was thinking, you know, I've been feeling the uncertainty of everyone, like the whole planet is feeling this uncertainty. And I was just saying to you, what's interesting is that here we are, very freaked out, a lot of people very freaked out by uncertainty. And if you really are honest with yourself, myself, if I'm honest with myself, the uncertainty is happening all the time.
Exactly.
All the time.
Yeah, we don't realize this like throughout the day, what causes stress, our daily experience. And then what I call situational stress, like if somebody says something to you that you don't like or they don't show up an appointment, well, how can you control that? You can't control what the other person is going to do. But then what happens is you experience a tightness, a tension, and an unease in your emotions and in your mind. The mind starts racing. And then what do we try to do about it?
We try to solve it, get rid of it, push it away.
But does that actually work?
No, it just creates more tension, more stress.
And then we wind up telling our tense-filled day to somebody else. Why do we do that? Are we doing it to fix our tension? Or it's just in the nature of habitual tendencies? Well, and then what does it do to the other person? Do they walk away feeling happy after your stressful story?
No.
And the interesting thing is you're actually not sharing your experience of the actual result, you're sharing a story of your experience.
Sure.
And what does that do? Think about it in your own life. When you hear someone share a stressful experience, what does that do to your mind? What does that do to your body? What does that do to your emotional level?
Well, yeah, no, it you feel stressed out yourself. And that's what I'm saying with this global pandemic experience. People are sharing left and right the fears, the uncertainty, the fear of being sick, the numbers that are rising on the news, you know, all that. And it just perpetuates more and more stress. And so whether you're feeling it on an energetic level empathically or you're watching the news, you're getting it no matter what. All of us are getting it at all angles,
right?
Or you're experiencing it. Maybe getting it's not the right way to say it, but
well, then it just points out what I've shared,
experiencing stress right
exactly
now.
What I point out again, if you're going to watch the crisis channel, you're going to have more crisis. Now remember, the important thing is I'm not saying don't watch the crisis channel. I'm saying, when are you going to realize that crisis only creates crisis? When are you going to choose to do something different? Look, we have a choice, right? You can react to what's happening, or you can tune into something else that actually activates a neutralization of the cause and effect of the tightness and tension while simultaneously opening your system up to a more tranquil, a more calm, a more serene internal space. Remembering that nobody controls that space. When you buy into the story, when you buy into the crisis, you're actually giving permission for someone, something, some situation to influence and interfere with your inner sense of well-being. The question is, how long do you want to keep doing that? So, Milena, you've been practicing the experience of stress. I'm sorry. experience of stress. There you go. We all
have
been
practicing. We all have, right?
The experience of space.
Got and here, that under my belt.
So let's just really quickly do this, okay? We've been talking about the stressful situation, Malena and I are both going to do the very simple practice of just closing our eyes. And now if you're driving or something, do this a little bit later. But if you're listening in a place where you're not operating heavy machinery or driving, just close your eyes for a second and just notice what's happening in the mind, body, and emotion. Just make a quick mental note. Is there tightness? Is there tension? Is there a little bit of anxiety or unease or emotional imbalance? Just as a quick reference point. If those things are not there, that's fine. Again, we're starting from a place where we are in this moment. And then with your eyes closed, notice, sense, and experience the space between and around your eyes. It's as if you can experience the distance between the left and right eye and around each eye. And also notice and experience and sense the space between your chin and your chest and around the neck. And then adding the experience of noticing and sensing the space around your shoulders. And then put it all together. The experience of the space around your head, neck, and shoulders. Which you'll come to notice that space is already there. It's around your whole body, as a matter of fact. And then notice what you're experiencing right now in the mind, in the body, in the emotions that is different. So open your eyes and take a mental note as Malena shares what she notices different about the experience of space that just took maybe a minute or so because it already is around your neck, head and shoulders and around your body. So come on, Malena, share with us.
Just like a loosening of the muscles, a relaxation. You know, I could see thoughts floating. Even while focusing on those things, I could see some thoughts floating through.
Yeah, and how is that different in terms of what we've learned to do before and all the different spiritual practices, the yogas and all that, in terms of speed and efficiency and effectiveness?
It's very fast. It's instant. So sometimes with other practices, it can take like half an hour or a little while before you start settling in and start feeling like you're in a more spacious place. But this is very immediate. Yeah.
Immediate, unique to you. Because again, the experience of space is your own experience. It has nothing to do with what I say or what I guide. And this is what makes an experience unique. Because when I say notice and sense the space between around your head, neck, and shoulders, it's already there. And it's there where you are for uniquely for you. So go ahead, check it out for yourself. Notice what's different again. As you notice, sense, and experience that space around your head, neck, and shoulders with your eyes open.
It's the same. That's what's cool about this is you can do it with eyes closed, eyes open. We tend to think we need to close our eyes because when we're doing other things, we're trying to block out senses. We're trying to block out the sense of the visual sense, particularly, because that's so dominant.
It's habitual, right? We're told
yeah.
You have to block something, you have to do something to stop something. And this is the interesting part of other practices is we're trying to meditate, but what does that really mean? We're trying to control the now. We don't like the tightness and the tension. We don't like the racing mind. We don't like the unbalanced emotion. So we're going to do what I call avoid dance. You're going to totally, all right, I don't like that. So let me do something else. And then you're trying to manufacture a state because you do not like what's happening now. Where in the experience of space, you are noticing what is going on and simultaneously, like example, so what happened to the tightness and tension of what's happening with the world, Milena, in your experience?
In that moment, it's not there. It's just, I mean, I'm not focused on it. So I'm just relaxed. I'm just in the space.
Yes.
Yeah, so just space.
Exactly. So space. You didn't actually do anything to create relaxation.
No.
Right. So that means in a certain way that this present moment, as you notice, sense, and experience this space, has what you need in terms of well-being. Because think about it, how quickly you can not only neutralize the cause and effect of what was creating the tightness and tension, but simultaneously feeling a little more calm, feeling a little more tranquil, and the mind becomes a little more clear, a little more balanced. And then what happens in the emotions?
Also balanced, maybe like a feeling of neutrality. Just, it's not like there's not up and down emotions. It's just a feeling of calm.
Right. So before you were thinking because of all the activity of the thoughts, of the mind, of the emotions, of the circumstances, which interestingly was in the same space. You were just focusing on objects in the mind, objects of other people's thoughts, the news. But instead, when you actually notice, sense, and experience the space around your head, neck, and shoulders, what happens to all that? It doesn't like it go away. You're in a different awareness that is the present moment, and spontaneously the calmness.
Clarity. I didn't say that, but it's like a feeling of clarity also. Calmness, relaxation.
Becomes instantly available uniquely for you. Mm-hmm. So the question becomes, well, what else is available for you in that space? Now, you could listen to this anytime, any place, anywhere, and guess what? The space is always there. It's the same space that's in the room where you're at, or if you're driving in the car, or if you're with a friend or a loved one or relative, if you're outside or inside, it's the same space around the planet, around the universe, around everything, and nothing. So this is based on an ancient practice called Japeti or Dhyati, which literally translates into burn, glow, and illuminate.
So if you're going to say burn, baby, burn.
Disco Inferno. So what I've done is I've modified it to, instead of saying burning, I'd said neutralize. Uh-huh. So when you experience the space, it neutralizes all what we call hindrances, ideas, and concepts that irritate, that stress, that activate the racy mind, that unbalance the emotions. And then simultaneously, there's a glow of that, I call it serenity, clarity, harmony. Those are my words. Those are just pointers of an internal balancing and harmonizing.
And then what was the third thing? Burn, glow, and?
Illuminate.
Illuminate. Oh, I love that.
Okay, so here's a very simple process. And the reason I have you check into what's going on, because I want you to rely on your own internal experience of what's happening. So you have an understanding of it. So your mind goes, aha. Think of it like a GPS, right? Let's say I want to go to a shopping area and I'm at home. The first thing I do is, okay, I put in the address. But the GPS knows exactly where I'm at based on the ability for it to connect. And all the possibilities of everywhere I want to go on this planet are already in the data of the software. Think about that for a second internally. So until you know where you want to go and where you're starting from, how would you get there? So by checking into what's happening with you, you know from your own analytical, logical awareness, yeah, this is what I'm feeling. Great. When you experience the space, now you have a direct experience of that vastness. All possibilities, just the GPS, right? All the coordinates are there. We as humans have programmed, okay, if you go to this longitude and latitude, this is what it means. Meaning we create the meaning of that experience. So as you begin to experience, as Milena wonderfully shared, let's do that one more time with your eyes open.
So let me just understand what you're saying. So all the possibilities are already present, just like
in the space,
the GPS, in the space. And then with our, if we know where we want to go, we plug it in. But what is that? What happens when like something collective, like this coronavirus pandemic, like, is that something collectively we all decided we wanted to go there? There were many possibilities. What about on a collective level? Do you have any thoughts about that?
I don't.
Because
the reason I don't is because, very simply, if you look at quantum mechanics, the observer influences the observation.
Uh-huh.
So regardless of what's happening, how are you influencing that? If you are influencing from a state of mental, emotional, and spiritual emotional crisis, then what are you going to see? It's like you're putting in your GPS, I want to go to a happy place, but you keep entering the crisis place.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're doing that, are we actually helping resolve it, or are we actually adding more fuel to that mental and emotional fire?
And we're interpreting and creating more meaning to something that's present in this current situation, like the coronavirus. We can put a lot of meaning to it. You know what I mean? Like we could go into fear and project all these ideas about
So whatever. Let's talk about that. If you go into fear, what do you... Let me make it simpler. If you're watching the horror movie channel on your favorite channel,
uh-huh.
and you're expecting for a romantic movie to come on...
It's never going to happen, ever.
Really?
On the horror channel.
Oh. So then what's the problem?
But you're on the horror channel. Okay, so we can't assume pandemic is all the same channel. We all can be watching the pandemic from different channels.
It has nothing to do with the pandemic.
Yeah.
It has to do, okay, we got that there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
If you're going to keep watching the pandemic horror show, The Crisis,
yeah, right.
What are you doing to resolve it? You're actually making
it
worse.
You're not resolving it at all. Yeah.
Okay. So
you
that's,
could watch the comedy pandemic show.
Well, yeah. You could watch the comedy of, we're going to have these things available to you. They've already been delivered. And then you talk to the actual people that are on the ground dealing with the people who have the experience that they're going through a horrific, health crisis. And they're not there.
It still sounds like the horror channel.
Right. But at least you're going, wait a minute. We have certain people making statements that have no basis in reality.
Uh-oh. I feel like we're straying now.
It's not that. You want to see the reality for what it is.
Uh-huh.
And realize that even if you buy into and get angry towards that, you're not helping.
Okay. So we still have emotions and feelings around all this stuff. But what we do is go back to the space, right? Because when we go back to the space, everything coexists. It's like we can have the scary parts existing, but at the same time, there's little funny things that you notice. I don't know, Rama, you sometimes have a different sense of funny.
I just say, hey,
you know, but
if you're going to open your clown chakra, open it all the way. Don't let the stupid chakra get in the way.
Right. So just like basically we need to go back to the space, because in the space all of it coexists, and we can get it, the space allows neutrality, and when we have neutrality, there's definitely, I've noticed, a benefit in being neutral, not from a logical place. I'm not talking about that kind of neutrality, not
manufactured.
Not apathetic. I'm talking about really, truly neutral, because you're in this spaciousness, this space, which in the space that all that, what I've discovered when I more and more I dive into it, it's all that's there is love for me. All that's there is a feeling of levity, of lightness, of expansion. So
let's practice it again.
But it's not an escape. You know,
let's
what I
practice
mean?
It so you can have your own experience.
Okay.
Now, this time I want you to do it totally on your own. I'll just point out the senses. So then you realize it's not me that's guiding you. You're just noticing what's there. So eyes open around your head, neck, shoulders. And then just go a little bit deeper into the awareness of that space that already exists. And then notice that actually throughout the day, whether you're waking, sleeping, or dreaming, you're dreaming, waking, sleeping in the same space. It's in your house. It's around you, surrounding the planet. And notice that as you actively are noticing, sensing, and experiencing what's happening real time in the body, in the mind, in the emotions. For you, that does not take away from the crisis of what's happening. That does not take away from the uncertainty, unpredictability that's there all the time. Instead, it allows you to be okay with what is. Mm-hmm. It allows you to experience your own uniqueness of that serenity, clarity, harmony that's available for you more and more. And as you realize that calmness and serenity and clarity and harmony, my words, use your own experience, let the experience bring the words to you, they're always there for you. Now, consider this. As you tune in to your own vastness of serenity, clarity, harmony, well-being, don't you think that all the people you're connected to begin to feel that? Mm-hmm. The observer influencing the observation, action at a distance. When two instruments are perfectly in tune, you can play one of them, and the other one starts to play the same note, the same key. What are you doing when you're buying into the stress of the situation? It's temporary and transitory. Consider this. The planet is moving and spinning. We can tell because the sun shines at a certain time, and then it sets at a certain time, certain times of the year. It's a little colder. It's a little warmer. So that supposes that the Earth is moving and spinning. So then where is your stress on something that's moving and spinning constantly? How would you locate it? How would you know where it went? How would you know where it came from?
Yeah. It seems to me that so much stress comes from this, like, sense of should. Sense of expectation. Things should be this way, should be that way, right? And then we get a curveball thrown at us, the pandemic, for example, which no one saw coming, really.
Well, I mean, we did, no, but no, we weren't
like
interested.
Like a couple months ahead. But I mean,
well, whatever.
Like,
the point
like,
is,
let's
some
say
were
six,
interested.
6 months ago, most of us did not see coming.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, I agree with
so,
that.
So it's like a curveball, right, in our mind. And that it's like, this isn't how life should be. This isn't what I expected, right? Like, you know, I was going to be with clients in Colorado.
Pause for a second.
Yeah.
Notice what your mind is doing. It's running a program. It doesn't like what's happening. So it's forcing an alternate reality based on what you like or don't like. So then what you're doing is you're throwing thoughts at a situation that you don't like because it doesn't fit what your concept of the world is this moment.
Yeah, and we're all doing that at the same time.
But how is that working out for you?
Right. It's
well, tell me. When those thoughts come into your mind.
When I watch the news and then I and I get caught up in it. Or I think about how been altered.
All right,
plans are altered.
Let's be a little more descriptive.
Yeah.
When you say the word caught, what does that mean in terms of the experience of the body,
yeah,
the mind, sure, and the emotions? What do you mean by that for you?
Like tightness happens, especially in my chest area and in my stomach.
And then the thoughts.
And my shoulders, my neck, and my head.
Okay.
The tightness happens.
What about the mind? What about the emotions?
The muscles get tight. Emotions. The mind, the thoughts they reproduce like bunny rabbits, like really fast.
Are they good thoughts?
No.
So they're bad bunnies.
Oh, those people should be doing that. And I should.
Bad bunnies.
We should do it that way. And I don't like, blah, 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 blah. I don't like what that governor's doing. I don't like what
the president's doing.
Let's
have the bunnies calm down. noticing what's happening in the emotions because of the tightness and tension, because of the repetitive.
Then there's fear, there's tiredness, there's sadness, there's a feeling of
losing control.
A lot of losing control.
Okay, so pause for a second. Go back into the experience of the space that's around your head, neck, shoulders. And I want you to consider, was the space there while you were going through your mental programs of tightness, tension?
It was there, but I wasn't noticing it.
Ah.
Right.
So then you got caught
That's getting caught. Uh-huh.
But also you were caught in something that was temporary and transitory, appearing temporarily in the space.
Yeah, and it's all fabricated because it's all these ideas of should and shouldn't.
I get it.
Expectations.
Let's go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
So something that's temporary and transitory that you buy as reality, then you try to force a different reality, is actually forcing your mind-body to say, this is not working. You're not listening to the mind-body. You are actually running a program mentally that's forcing you to think, feel, and act in ways you wouldn't normally when you're operating from calmness and clarity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So anytime you try to do something about that program is basically the program trying to fix itself.
Right.
What does that mean? So you're unhappy. Then you start saying all the reasons why it should be this way. That's another program.
Yeah.
And then you say something to a friend, something to a client, and they go, oh, that's not good. And then you say, oh, I shouldn't have said that. So that's four programs, because now you're trying to convince somebody when you're unhappy, tight, tense, and anxious.
There's a lot of programs running.
Right. Now, I want you to notice something.
And then we try to fix something.
So that's the fixing
from
program.
From the program, but you can't, the program itself can't fix itself.
But you keep forgetting, yes, that's true.
Right?
You keep forgetting that all of those actually produce more tightness, more tension.
Meanwhile, you're gathering stress.
Uncertainty and unpredictability.
Yes.
You're actually creating more uncertainty, unpredictability, and you don't know what's happening.
Right.
So what do you do? Nothing.
Nothing. Notice the space. Notice.
Go ahead. Just finish what you were saying. And then experience it as you're saying it.
Well, so all these thoughts are swirling around, and all this tension is building from all the thoughts and programs swirling around and running, and the desire to stop the programs when that's a program itself. So another program, you just keep running more and more programs try to fix a program.
Pause.
There's a lot of tension.
As you're thinking of those, I want you to notice and sense and experience the space that's around your head, neck, and shoulders.
Immediate release.
How is that possible?
Because you're experiencing nothing. So there's nothing to lash back against. There's nothing. So you can't cling to that. You can't. There's no stress in nothing.
Right. But there's more, though. It's not that there's no stress in nothing. It's just that because something engages nothing,
right,
it neutralizes without you having to neutralize or manufacture neutrality. And simultaneously, you begin to experience what I call the glow of calmness, tranquility, uniquely for you, where you are in this moment.
So this experience, the more when as I go into it of space, what's interesting is here we are in a what appears to be a relative world, you know, of
constantly change
of
and
constant
movement.
Change and uncertainty. Okay, so you've got that. The more we dive into space, Rama, I don't know, have you noticed there's a certainty there that's different than the uncertainty that is, we're certain that there's uncertainty, right? What is it? There's a saying like,
you know that you know.
No, well, there's a saying about, it's like uncertainty, but there's another word, like it's like the unknown is for certain or something like that. But there is something else that's certain.
Well, remember,
what is that?
Language is a
right.
metaphor.
Well, without okay? right.
So language is a metaphor, but it's also arising from an experience of focusing on an object, a circumstance, situations that's constantly changing and moving. That's why you
right.
can never get certainty from uncertainty.
That's right.
Instead, as you notice the space, because there's no thing, non-substantiality, there's nothing for your mind, body, or emotions to do about that somethingness.
Yeah. I know what I was just thinking of, too. It was that change is guaranteed, basically.
Well, if you have uncertainty and unpredictability,
there's always going to be change, right? However, there's something underneath all that that's unchanging, right? Or there's something underneath that that is certain. And it's not underneath, that's not exactly,
it's
language
everywhere.
Can't point
it's
to
in
it,
a
but
quantum
it's everywhere.
Superposition.
But this is the space. This exactly. is the space. And so why us humans, we tend to want certainty, but we look for it in all the wrong places. Like we want it so bad. We're trying to control things and we create stress in order. We trade our well-being for a false sense of security and certainty.
Okay.
It's
so
false.
I want to point that one more time. That's a mental program.
What is?
By the time you're 7 years old, you've accumulated everything based on your parents, based on other people. And most of the time they're telling you, don't do as I say, do it. Don't do as I do as I say.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, by the time I've heard that 6 or 7, the child does not have a conscious choice-making system. It just takes everything in. So basically, you've taken in all these thousands and thousands, and by the time you're 20, it's about 100,000 plus hours of programming, which is habitual
mm-hmm.
thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's beneficial. It's how you learn to walk through repetition, language, and learning multiple languages, learning a skill set, like what you've learned to be a doula, what you've learned to be a postpartum doula. All those took a skill set that's the same system. Now, the experience of space allows you to have your own internal experience where nothing can run because there's nothing there. So all your programs have nothing to do, just like a lot of us on the planet. Take time to experience the space and find out for yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've tried everything else.
Right. Well, and I just wanted to say that it's, we have tried everything else, and it's a false pursuit in a sense. I mean, when I say false pursuit, I mean we are looking for something in the wrong place that we'll never find it. Like you said, we try to stop a program, but that's a program's trying to stop a program.
But how do
we
you
create
know,
more
the thing
programs?
Is that who comes around and tells you to experience space? How many times
nobody,
have you heard that?
Nobody. So you are, thank you, and a few people out there, but not very many.
It's actually been around since the time of the Buddha.
Isn't that amazing? Probably even before that.
So here's what I want you to realize. It's not that
it's
what you're doing.
It's always been around.
Yes, it's all, that's what I've heard.
Even space without is, humans without existing, humans, believe it or not.
I would check that out for yourself. It's not that what you're doing is right or wrong. It's just that you're using somebody else's programming to make it your own. And the only way you'll know is to experience it. So you're having what I call experience packets. You go to this, you say, hey, Rama, what's the best Indian food restaurant in the area? I say, you're this one. It's because I like it. Doesn't mean you will, but you go and check it out because you believe me. You've been friends with me. And if you like it, that's great. But don't blame me if you don't like it. I'm just pointing you to my experience. So it's important for you to realize that everything you've done up until this moment is as it is. Now just notice and sense the space. Because if you try to make what you've done in the past wrong, you're back on the crisis channel, mm-hmm. trying to solve a crisis. And when in crisis, only manufactures more crisis. Mm-hmm. It's really this simple, but the simplicity can be complicated for some of us. It's okay. Go back to noticing and sensing, experiencing space, and it'll become simple. And you'll have your own intuition. You'll have your own direct insight. So the practice is understanding with experiencing space, and you'll do both. You'll allow your conscious, logical mind to go, oh yeah, that really works. And then the experience will continue to provide more calmness, more serenity, more clarity until you realize you'll be certain that that's what's really there and more for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we do it one more time? I have an appointment, so.
Okay. Why don't you guide us, Milena? And this time do the whole body really quick.
Okay. So become aware and notice the space around your head, between your eyes, between the left and the right eye, all around the eyes and the head, going down around the neck and the shoulders. And add to that the space around your arms, your hands, noticing the space around your chest, your upper back, around the middle section of your body, all the way down into your hips, all the way around and inside of your legs, your feet. So now your entire body is encompassed by space. On the outside and the inside. And as we dive inside, going into the cells, imagining the space in the trillions and trillions of cells,
we'll leave that for the next time.
Oh, we're not going to go to level two. Okay.
I just want to remind you that if you want to join us, we have something called a 5-day challenge where you get a chance to experience the space for 30 seconds once an hour of your everyday. And we comment on a group chat, so we all do it together. And you'll find out for yourself how powerful it is to have a group experience. Also, Milena and I do a Zoom call every Wednesday and Sundays. You can go to our website, sunyataspace.com, or neutralizestress.com, and I'll post that information about our weekly sessions. And if you have a question, you want a consultation, just give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to support you. Thank you, Milena, and definitely...
Hey, you're welcome, my beautiful, precious Rama.
Isn't that sweet? May this awareness that is ever present become more available for you. It's there all the time, waiting for you to notice, sense, and experience it. Our deepest love and joy.
Sending kisses and hugs. Mwah.